What if the family in A Quiet Place decided not to have a baby? Back in 2018, John Krasinski shocked the world when he directed, co-wrote, and starred in a post-apocalyptic horror thriller that released to universal acclaim. A Quiet Place was an unexpected success, but there was nothing quiet about people's adoration for this film. Critics fawned over it, and audiences seemed to agree. It did so well that a sequel was released during the pandemic. Part 3 is already in the works, though I'm not sure why, seeing as the first one was more than enough. Sure, A Quiet Place might have a solid cast, decent special effects, and some nice tension, but once you scratch away that thin veneer, underneath is a giant mess. There are so many plot holes and inconsistencies that it's a wonder anyone greenlit the script. Few things anger me more than an expensive, polished production resulting in a sloppy, brain-dead turd. I started watching A Quiet Place with high hopes, expecting to be scared silent. Instead, this disaster piece had me screaming in frustration. Shh, A Quiet Place sucks. Hey there, I'm Matt Varish, and welcome to Your Entertainment Sucks, the podcast where I break down in 5 minutes or so why some of your favorite movies and shows aren't as great as you think they are, as well as offer my thoughts on how to rectify said suckage. Beware, there are spoilers ahead. When A Quiet Place was released to theaters in 2018, I was one of the few people who didn't go see it. Not for lack of interest, mind you, I just never got around to going. As a result, I felt as though I was the only schlep who'd missed out on a major movie event. I'd heard and read nothing but praises about this film, so when I was finally able to watch it in the sanctity of my home, I was ready to be awed. Turns out I was awed, by how stupid it was. And this wasn't one of those slow realizations like with The Force Awakens. No, this earned an immediate reaction, and it all started with the opening scene. Talk about stumbling out of the gate. If you're not familiar with A Quiet Place, the film tells the story of a family struggling to survive in a post-apocalyptic world that has been ravaged by giant, deadly aliens that are blind but can hear just about anything from great distances. Keep that in mind. Silence is a necessity in order not to get eaten, and most of the planet has already been decimated. The Abbott family consists of a mother and father, Evelyn and Lee, their deaf daughter, Reagan, and two sons, Marcus and Beau. Against all odds, they have managed to secure a functioning life on a farm removed from society. The Abbotts have made the best of a dire situation and made their new little world as safe and soundproof as possible. Keep that in mind also. They farm what food they can in their own land and occasionally make dangerous treks into overrun areas to collect whatever supplies they need. But not even all of their fastidious caution can save them from the inevitable. The slightest ruckus can summon unwanted company from seemingly everywhere, and that's where everything in this movie falls apart. You see, when you focus your entire plot around a monster that has supersonic hearing and is as big and as strong as a small tank, your story has to make questionable concessions. Plot armor and inconsistencies and awful decisions abound in A Quiet Place. From the first moment we meet the Abbott family, we learn just how stupid they are. On a family expedition to gather supplies, the youngest son, Beau, is given a toy spaceship that has the batteries removed from it. He secretly takes back these batteries and puts them into the toy. You can guess what happens next. Now, in all fairness, there's nothing wrong with the shocking opening where a terrible tragedy befalls a family in order to introduce the viewers to the nemesis of the plot. What I can't forgive is why Beau was able to recover the batteries. You see, he was the tail of a single file line traveling through a dangerous wilderness. The father and mother were both at the front of the queue with their backs to their youngest child. It's idiotic and unforgivable, seeing as the Abbotts were one of the very few families able to avoid death. Not sure how they managed that. Skip forward a year, and our now family of four is still surviving on their semi-safe, semi-soundproof homestead, but they've decided to have another child. I can't even begin to relate just how imbecilic and selfish their decision to replace their dead child is. I understand that mankind would need to repopulate in the wake of devastation, but how was this family hoping to raise a baby in a world where massive ear monsters can hear it cry and scream from miles and miles away? And sneeze inside a home can mean your end in this world. Were the Abbotts planning on living inside the tiny soundproof room they built specifically for the baby? And how exactly did they build this life all around them? Did they put silencers on their hammers? Use foam rubber screwdrivers? Maybe they train termites to quietly eat their lumber into precise lengths. The list goes on and on from there. Nothing makes any sense. And all the strong acting from John Krasinski and Emily Blunt are absolutely wasted here. No amount of expensive special effects and eerie quiet can hide a 10-cent plot. So, what would I have done differently? Reworked the entire plot and made sure the aliens weren't indestructible one minute and infallible the next. Kept their abilities consistent as well. If they can hear a minute sound from a great distance, why can't they hear a panicking woman breathing from 2 feet away? Or her heartbeat, for that matter. And I would have removed the pregnancy altogether. Maybe find survivors and work with them to wipe out the aliens first before bringing a helpless life into the world. Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Entertainment Sucks. If you liked what you heard, I hope you'll subscribe and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download and listen to your favorite shows. I'd appreciate the gesture. Your Entertainment Sucks is brought to you by Night Apple Creations, a multimedia production company from the minds of yours truly and Stephanie Varish. It specializes in books, art, videos, and audio. Stop on by and have a look around at nightapplecreations.com. You can find my social media links and information in the episode notes of your podcast app. Thanks again, and until next time, when I give thumbs up to something gross, just say no to bad entertainment. I'm Matt Varish, and yes, your entertainment sucks.